This podcast is brought to you by Don't Fart, the game for Android, now available on the Android store. It's a point-and-click adventure game where you better not fart. This is a real game. Go download it right now. Don't Fart, available on Android. Okay, I have been talking about how the End the Stigma... Oh, first of all, everyone, welcome to Hack Thought Podcast, podcast about thoughts you don't think to think about. Please end the stigma. Deepa, are you ending the stigma?
Constantly.
What are you doing about ending the stigma?
I'm making my own rules. I'm telling people that they're right, and you shouldn't listen to the books.
Yeah, stop it. We're with you. We're with you. That's, you can just get away with everything nowadays. We're on your team. Shut up. Okay, anyway, we're ending the stigma. As part of ending the stigma, Deepu, I have learned about something called Gestalt therapy.
Mm.
Do you know what that is?
No. What is it?
Yeah, I knew you didn't. Okay.
Oh, you know, hold on. Hey, go fuck yourself. What is it?
It is a type of therapy which is very different than other types of psychoanalysis. There's a lot of good theories that come from it. I know very little about it, but I know mostly how to use it. So today on Hack Thought, go look up what this is. Today on Hack Thought Podcast, pretty much torture, I'm going to give Deepu a session of fairly mean gestalt therapy.
Ooh.
Please bring in the show.
This is Hack Thought Podcast, Mike Edition, Restaurant Saga, theme song by...
Gestalt Therapy Episode.
theme song by Freddie Unreal of the Vangers.
Okay. We'll begin to talk. Just tell me how you're feeling. How are you doing?
I feel pretty good. I woke up pretty early. Got a nice workout in.
Why did you say you need to wake up early? What's good about early?
I didn't say I needed to. I just happened to.
So why did you happen to? Do you think you can't control things? Can you set an alarm?
I did set an alarm, but I got up before it. I actually went to bed pretty early last night, and I got my 7-8 hours.
You think being early is pretty?
What's
pretty? Tell me what's pretty about early.
Pretty about early is that it's not late. Late is ugly.
What is ugly about late?
Lateness is chaos. Lateness is it's harmful to others potentially. It's disorganized.
Who do you hurt?
Who have I hurt?
What happens when you stay up late? Who gets hurt?
I mean, if I stay up late, I harm myself potentially by not getting enough sleep. Who else do I hurt? If I drive, people walking down the street trying to check me out, and then I hit them. That can't be good. Can I tell you?
Why are they? What are they checking out?
Oh, they're checking out my pecs. My my rear delt.
You exercise. Why do you need to exercise?
I exercise because I have a distinct feeling that me being jacked is important.
What is jacked? Who is jacked?
Not the person jacked. Jacked is an expression for having big muscles, being thick.
And this expression, you squeeze it out of something. Do you squeeze Jack?
Oh, I see what's going on here. No, I don't squeeze Jack. I mean, don't tell me wrong. Don't get me wrong. I'd love to squeeze Jack. Okay.
Would you love to squeeze Jack?
Yeah, I'll squeeze Jack.
Pretend you are Jack. What happens if you squeeze, if you are squeezed?
I mean, by a friend? By a foe?
Do your friends squeeze Jack?
yeah.
Who is your...
Sure.
Who are your foes that are squeezing? What happens when a foe squeezes Jack?
They often demand something. They often say, give me your money, or why did you...
Who wants money from
why
you?
Why did you stook my wife? You know, that kind of thing.
Who wants money from you?
Who wants money from me? No, they want money from Jack.
Who's trying to take your money? Why do people want Jack's money?
Because he has a lot of it. He won the lottery 8 years ago.
Mm-hmm. You know this, Jack?
Yeah.
Are you jealous that he won the lottery?
Nah, because his life, like, it went down the tubes once he got the money. So,
what's bad? Tell me about tubes. What's bad about tubes?
Oh, What's bad about tubes? You know, they're too narrow sometimes.
You say his life went into the tubes. Oh. Do you feel life is too narrow?
It can be.
Life is narrow for you? What's narrow? How do you feel when you think life is narrow?
I mean, I don't feel like life is narrow, but people at times have felt life is
narrow. What would happen? What would happen if your life was narrow?
I think I'd go crazy. I think I would go crazy.
What is crazy? Describe crazy to me.
Crazy is like when you drink too much coffee and like you gotta poop.
How much is too much coffee?
About 8 gallons, I would say.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever drink too much coffee?
Never.
Never. So why do you say too much? Who tells you to say too much?
Who tells me to say too much? The voice in my head that I was given by my parents.
This is phony. You put it on a voice.
Oh,
you're
I'm
making
sorry.
Jokes.
I get this way sometimes.
Who tells you it's too much? Why do you think it's too much? Who said too much?
No, you're right. You know what? It's just an instinct. Something tells me that, because after I have like half a gallon, my heart starts pumping a little pretty fierce. So I don't want to go higher than that. I don't want to go higher than that. I want to go crazy. So.
And what happens? Why would you drink too much coffee? Why do you need coffee? What do you like about coffee?
It's a good question. You know, the coffee is meant. It's like designed to be like this efficiency drug consumable. But
who designed it?
Who designed it? I don't know. Do you know?
No, I don't know.
Okay.
You said design. I didn't say design.
You know what? It's not designed. It was discovered by the Aztec, I believe. Anyway, so yeah. I mean, it's supposed to be like an efficiency thing. So I've just gotten used to drinking it all the time, thinking it's making me more efficient, even though it's not. I'm just wasting my time drinking coffee. I'm wasting money drinking coffee. You know, coffee's not even that good for you.
Why? Who says it's not good for you? Who tells you too much? Who says good for you? Does it make your life narrow? Does it put you in a tube?
Man, you're bumming me out. I mean, listen, it does dehydrate your body. Your body should be retaining some amount of water, as I understand.
Do you feel dehydrated?
I do.
Right now?
I do.
So drink water. Stop.
All right.
Drink some water. Okay. How much water do you need to be hydrated?
Oh, did you get that?
Yeah.
What'd you say?
How much water do you need to be hydrated?
Ooh, that's a good question. I never looked that up.
Mm-hmm. So why do you feel you're dehydrated?
Is it
the tubes?
Yeah, well, yeah.
The tubes are narrow?
The tubes are narrow. That's a good way of putting it.
Don't do this voice. This is phony.
Sorry. I'm a Staten Island guy. You know, it kind of comes out of me sometimes, you know?
What does it mean, Staten Island guy?
Well, I grew up here in the 90s, and it was a very Italo-centric colony at the time.
And that means that you have to be this way?
It means that the culture rubbed off on me, among other things. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Gestalt, are you there? You listening? I get a lot of action.
Tell me why. See, so you are. This is who you are. You get put into this tube. You're trying to avoid these tubes. You're trying to avoid these narrow situations, these narrow descriptions of you. And so then you joke. You put on this face in order to get out of the tube, to be free, to do these things. So you can't drink. You have to drink water. You can't drink coffee because otherwise. You are in the tube. Your life is narrow. And so if you drink too much coffee, my life is narrow. I'm in the tube and I have to break free, be someone else, be something else. That's what I think. I think, what are you afraid of? What is the narrow, Deepu? What is narrow? What is the narrow version you don't want to be? Who is the Deepu in the tube that must break out and be someone not trapped in the tube, not shrunken and dehydrated? Who is the narrow Deepu
that
in the
Deepu,
tube?
That Deepu was the kid that was told that he should be a doctor growing up.
Why shouldn't you be a doctor?
I mean, there are reasons to be a doctor, but I would consider myself just not passionate about the field, probably not qualified academically.
Are you passionate about lots of fields?
Yes.
Do you like soccer fields? Are you
oh,
in love
don't
with
take me
baseball fields?
Wait, hold on. What time period are you from? Did you time travel to this conversation?
Where would you go if you could time travel, Deepu?
Forward. I would go for everyone wants to go back. I would go forward.
You would go forward, away from the tube.
Yes.
Not so narrow. Mm-hmm. To the future. Mm-hmm. Away from the tube. Mm-hmm. Where to? Where, how far into the future are we going?
I would
away from that kid.
Oh yeah, far away from that kid. Now, am I aging?
The past. He lives in the tube.
He's definitely in the tube. He's definitely in the tube. Now,
where are you going? You're going forward.
Going forward. That's right. Now, when I time travel forward, am I aging that same amount of time, or am I getting?
You tell me. What do you want? What is forward? What is out of the tube?
Forward is staying young and experiencing a life after fossil fuels.
So then, why go forward?
Why go forward?
What are you afraid of fossil fuels? What scares you? That they'll come back to life? Like Ben Stiller's Night at the Museum?
That's part of it. That's definitely part of it.
Mm-hmm. And do you think a lot about how that's written by Thomas Lennon of Reno 911?
No, but I should. I should think of that one.
Yes, everybody should. Yeah. What are you afraid of, Ben Stiller and Night at the Museum? What's wrong with fossil fuels?
It's a good question. No, you know, I can smell the evil in the combustion of fossils.
What do you smell? What does evil smell like?
It smells like it's kind of metallic.
What's wrong with metal? What don't you like? What is evil in metal? What's the problem with metal?
We shouldn't be inhaling it, man. We shouldn't be inhaling it. That's all I mean.
And so you worry that if you breathe in, you'll become evil? This evil metal Deepu back in the tube, in the narrow metal tube? Trapping others in your metal tubes? What is evil?
You know, evil is dishonesty with oneself.
Mm-hmm. Is that who the Deepu in the tube is?
Yeah.
He's dishonest?
Or he doesn't acknowledge the truth.
What is the truth?
The truth is life is beautiful. Mm-hmm. It's beautiful.
Outside of the tube.
Outside of the tube, absolutely. Get the fuck out of the tube, man.
And what about these evil fossil fuels?
Well, that's very tube-like behavior to depend on fossil fuels. You know, that's not me. I mean, I have a couple cars, but that's not me.
So you fear tubes, you fear the metal, you fear the exhausts.
Mm-hmm. I would say so.
Tell me what happens when you breathe in this evil. If life is beautiful, what happens if you breathe in this evil?
Well, I get cancer.
And you're afraid of cancer?
I think so. Yeah.
Afraid of dying?
Mm-hmm.
What happens? Why be afraid of death? If death is a part of life, why are you afraid?
I just don't want the experience to end. I don't want the ride to end. I really don't.
So then you're worried that you're this Deepu in this tube. He's narrow. He can't get out of this tube.
No, I'm out of the tube.
Someone's turning him into stuff.
You know, you're putting me back in the tube in your little descriptions to sound
what's little about my
Gotham-esque,
descriptions?
I guess the word.
What's
is?
The problem with little? What don't you like? Because little is little.
Narrow.
The little kid,
as you would say, it's narrow.
It's this little kid. That's what it is. Mm-hmm. Little is bad. Mm-hmm. It's the bad Deepu as a kid. What was so bad about Deepu as a kid?
He was insecure. He hated the world. He was angry. He thought the world was judging him. I mean, the world was judging him slightly.
What do they judge you?
I can't talk about it. I feel like you actually hit a nerve there. Gestalt hit a nerve. God damn it! All right. Oh my god, that actually did something. Okay.
It's fucked up, right? It only took like 15 minutes. Pretty fucked up, right?
Yeah.
It's great. Anyway, we don't have to keep going. That was my main point, was that my goal was to get there. Pretty good.
I can't Pretty good, talk right? about it. No, only because we're on a podcast. I mean, personally, yeah, you could talk about it, but...
Right. But obviously, 15 minutes of this technique is so fucking crazy.
What is the technique?
Okay, the technique, gestalt therapy.
Let me guess. Just to ask.
Yeah, sure, guess. This is like a weird school.
Yeah.
This is like, you know how you're like, I took, you know, Psych 101 and now I understand whatever. What I get out of the years of taking psychological therapy, by the way, end the stigma, is I've learned the weirdest techniques in all of mental health. Okay? That's what I got out of it. I read about this and went to my therapist, and this was when I was bad, and he talked about like all the positive things that come out of Gestalt, but I was like, no, teach me like the torture technique of like breaking people down. Okay, it's not torture, but whatever. So guess what Gestalt therapy is.
Okay, it's like asking a lot of menial questions and boring the guy to death. Is that what is that what your plan was?
You were not. I doubt anyone listening to that was bored.
I was bored.
First of all, you need to end the stigma right now. Okay. So are you ending the stigma?
Yeah, you're right. The mentally ill are very entertaining.
So end the stigma. Okay. So yeah, I went to like therapy for years, and we I did this for years.
You're a wussy.
To get better. It's like bullshit, and it wasn't a commercial that fucking fixed me. Yeah. Okay, yeah. It's because I was sick and I went to a doctor. Okay, but I would learn about some of these weird things. Okay, here's what Gestalt is. You ask the assumption is that like the psyche, whatever, the ego, the superego, the id, whatever it is, it's all there. So all you do is you ask questions and play word games. And see how that the person's responses have more to do with who they are than their actual thought process of being able to evaluate yourself. And to me, the problem with these people making these fucking commercials of end the stigma is that you think you're self-aware. Self-awareness is nonsense. That's why we have therapists, to give us a perspective and to give us a glance into what's going on in us. So the idea of Gestalt therapy is anytime you think you understand yourself, it's a way to escape the real version of who you are. So in that, I never let you go to the past. I never let you do that. I forced you to play word games with me, and I forced you to evaluate your response. I forced you to find situations you found fearful to be humorous, and I found you to analyze in a very practical way instead of thinking you fucking get yourself. And that's what you sound like when people are like, oh, I'm going to end the stigma. You sound like you fucking get yourself. Like, you're so aware. Like, my favorite joke in the fucking universe is when grown-ups are made to look like kids. Because if you think that you're austere and, like, a genius, you are playing yourself. It's this whole TED Talk culture. Mm-hmm. You're not important. You're not austere. No one is. Everyone is still just a kid. You've just grown. You have hair in different places, and you have more money. That's it. Or less money. but that's Gestalt. Gestalt is like breaking down this ability that you think you can understand yourself and making you just analyze how you react to things, which is your real self.
Yep. I got you.
The practical self is just how you deal with things. So at the end of the day, that is you. You, Deepu, were very quick to turn the subject, change it to something else, avoid the past. You want to move forward. Mm-hmm. You're very upset about the past and being judged and put in this to this specific place. And you blame your environment. You say that these things are rubbed off on you, and you think that's affected you. So in 15 minutes, I fucking figured out Deepu.
Well, I mean, I knew this stuff too. I just don't talk about it.
Yeah. Why?
Yeah, because it's not your fucking business.
Well, well, get a grip on it. That's what I'm saying. People think
well gripped.
It's not about. See. Oh, now you are not ending the stigma. Why do you think therapy has to do with like you can't have a grip on things or whatever?
Because I don't need to rely on a therapist to realign my chakras.
It's not relying on a therapist for your chakras. $4.95 a pound. It's that. It's just the ability to analyze yourself. And that's what it is. I guarantee you everyone on those fucking end the stigma commercials thinks they are fucking great.
I gotta see these commercials. I don't know what you're talking about. You've been talking about it for 3 episodes.
Here, I'll do them for you. We need to end the stigma. If we were just all clicking on stuff and sharing things on the internet, all mental health would go away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I see your problem.
Can I tell you the funniest story with blowhards like this? That this is what annoys me. Okay, so I'll give you guys a secret. The key to the show is that I am generally, without being too modest, much, much, much smarter than you. So, or at least it comes off that way. Deepu is my Daffy Duck. So
yeah, I can live with that.
So You can live with that. You aspire to be Daffy Duck. Okay, so I see much clever a lot of times. Deepu loves, even though he's been making fun of me on the last episodes, Deepu loves when I tell him about me being mean or whatever to people because it makes me look like the bad guy. So he loves these stories. So I'm going to tell this story. So this is at NYU, where I went to film school. Thank you very much. And before everything that I do in life, still to this day, I try and play on my Game Boy. At the time, it would have been a DSi. And so I have like games on there that I can play for 10 minutes, either grind out on an RPG or whatever. So I go in there and I'm playing Pokemon. And so I'm playing Pokemon on the train or the walk there or whatever. I go and I sit down. I finish whatever I'm doing on Pokemon and then save and then turn it off. And then I perk up to hear this teacher who is a sanctimonious fuckhead who is like, oh, I'm talking to this homeless guy and I know him on the street. And if he just, you know, I'm trying to think of a way that, you know, even if they, and they're all these, like, imagine the stereotypical NYU kid, mm-hmm. NYU film kid, and this sanctimonious fuckhead talking about how they're going to solve the homeless problem with showers. Like, if we could just give them, you know, a system to find a place for them to clean themselves or whatever. And so I'm listening to these people literally being like, oh, like, we're going to solve the homeless problem and yeah. we're going to get them showers. And what's the solution to cheaply getting them showers and cleaning their clothes or whatever? You know, totally ignoring the issue. So then I go, oh, I have an idea. And by the way, doing this very straightly. So I go, you could hose them off and put them in those French fry lights that they use at cafeterias.
Yeah.
And the guy goes, are you serious? And I have I never talk about the craft a lot, but the joy of comedy are when microseconds, time slows down, and you get to look at life in like a millisecond and get to make all the universe opens up to you.
Yep.
And you realize I can say anything right now and I understand every angle of this and everything slows down and you're ready. And it happens at micro speeds.
Mm-hmm.
And you get to relish it. And so here's what happens in this microsecond after this guy looks at me and says, are you serious? And go, oh my God, this guy actually thinks he's solving the homeless problem. That was number one. Mm-hmm. Oh my God, this guy actually thinks I want to hose off people and put them under lights. Oh my God. He actually believes that like I think that's a solution.
Yep.
What was gigantic?
Well, no, and D, he thinks that you can make gigantic French fry lights for people.
He thinks I have, not only that I can make gigantic French fry lights for people, but yes, he also believes I think this will like work in order to dry a human in like a full overcoat that's been sitting on a sidewalk for 3 weeks. So he thinks all these things about me. And he's also my professor. And so he thinks I'm an idiot. He thinks I'm bigoted. He thinks I'm making light of this topic, which obviously he's getting a world prize for solving before a freshman class, you know, of a sound 101 class. Yeah. He thinks he's solving all these things with these douchey kids. Yep. And so I, without cracking a smile, go, yeah, I think it would work. Why not?
Oh, my God.
And to my joy, he genuinely – all those things I thought, he genuinely thought them. And I think to this day that guy thinks that. Like, that's amazing. I'm sure this guy goes around. He's like, you know, I had this student once who even suggested we put them under – I can't even say what I said. My joke was so good at the time, in my opinion, that I can't even say – in a serious joke, like, he suggested that we put them under French fry lights.
Yeah.
Can you imagine – hosing down homeless people and they're angry and they're high or they're mentally ill and you're got like cafeteria ladies out in the middle of Union Square with fire hoses going, all right, dump it on them. And then they put them in little like giant like trays with wax paper on the bottom and let them sit in their overcoats and their hats. And we put their little signs inside plastic baggies so they don't get wet. And we... under French fry lights. It's so funny. Mm-hmm. And the guy really thought he saw, and by the way, I don't know if you noticed, a homeless problem and then being clean has been solved in New York. Yeah. By the way, that was, you know, so many years ago.
Here's the thing.
He fixed it.
Here's another thing. He is in a professional environment. Like, he is a teacher in a corporate facility, so he has to act a certain
way. Everyone thinks they're a fucking teacher. That's what it is. You nailed it. Everyone thinks they're fucking Fraser Crane teaching at Harvard.
Yep.
That it's literally it's a classless, it's a raceless epidemic where everyone believes they're in an ivory tower. Everyone is like, oh, the thing to be is in the ivory tower looking down on people. This show is turning more and more into a cult every day, and we should start a child army. I'm serious. Let's get on it while I still have the passion, because next week I'm going to be yelling about, you know, umbrellas.
Yeah. No, I'll be really good at recruitment, so I'm on it. I got some people. I got people.
Gross. Why would you say that? Was the child, is it a one-upsmanship? Like, my child army joke wasn't harsh enough?
No, I thought you
you had to say you'd be good at doing that?
All right, well, you can edit it out. You're in charge.
Just end the stigma then.
Okay. Great.
Just end the stigma. Deepa, what have you done? I want to take a moment at end of our... What have you done to end the stigma? Can we just list some things that we... Or do you want to do another role play in which I play someone who's mentally ill and you try and fix it?
No.
Because that was great in ending the stigma. I like that.
I do have something I do want to share.
Deepa, hit me.
I do want to share.
Okay. Who wants to share?
There is a person who loiters across the street from my home every day. For like 10 hours. Young girl. Same outfit. And I stay away from her. I avoid her like the plague. I'm pretty sure she's a cop. So.
What is she copping?
No, she's a police officer. I'm pretty sure it's like a sting.
I know. I understand. What is she policing? Oh my God. This was your. This was how we end the stigma of mental health. I love it.
Yeah.
I avoid this one creepy woman. Who lives near my house. I don't know what she does. I'm not crazy. She's probably working for the law enforcement agencies.
Well, no, I mean, if you're...
You see that lady wearing the same outfit every day, living on the street corner? She's a policeman. I'm not mentally ill. You're mentally ill. I'm not mentally ill. You're mentally ill. She's mentally ill. Well, you're mentally ill.
Well, here's what I'm afraid of. I try and offer help, and then she's like, oh, you're arrested. Put your hands up. You tried to have sex with me. Put your hands on the ground. You're done.
Do you need more gestalt therapy?
Probably.
This is weird.
Probably.
This is weird.
No, I'm terrified of everybody.
I'm going to go back to gestalt. So what happens? So you go up to her and what are you going to offer her help with? Which, by the way, you can't help. Okay, I'm sorry. Whoever you are, you can't help. Whoever it is, you can't
can
help.
Can or can't?
Stop. Can't. You can't. Yeah. You can't help. Stop it. I'm serious. You can't help.
Well, that was the first conclusion I reached.
And just this ambiguous I can help is bullshit. Oh, I can do anything. No, you can't.
Yeah.
What is seriously? This is how I'm going to go through why this end the stigma stuff is bad. There's a homeless woman, a crazy homeless woman on the street, Deepu. Go ahead and fix it. You tell me. Let's go with the ideal version, and then we'll talk about your crazy version about how you think this works. You tell me, Deepu Gill, the crazy woman who walks around outside your street corner.
Yep.
You tell me, how are you going to fix it? What are you
doing? Well,
do?
If she was more receptive.
You go up to her and you say.
If she was more receptive.
You've never talked to her, so you okay? Great, already. Stigma.
No,
congrats and
my neighbor talked to her. We talked about it. My neighbor went up to her and tried to offer her help. She was like, "No, go away, go away, go away." So she's obviously not receptive to.
What did your neighbor say? Who's your creepo neighbor? The last time I heard about your neighborhood, you were yelling at somebody about a dog.
I don't even remember that. Whatever. Let me go back to it. The neighbor.
What are you? What are you gonna
neighbors.
Do?
I have multiple neighbors. One went up to her and said, "Hey, like, are you okay?"
Bragging. I've had multiple neighbors too.
Wow, geez. Fancy. Okay, so this neighbor went up to the girl and said, "Hey, are you okay? Do you need help?" Like literally, like you know, what's the metaphysical question? No, he just asked her straight up, "What do you need?" And she says, "No, go away, go away, go away." So
as every single homeless, mentally ill person has done since the beginning of time. So great. So she said, "Go away, go away, go away," as all people will do. Okay, so now what's your plan?
My plan is to show up with a bed of roses, baby. No. I mean, I don't know what to do. I would maybe just drop some money in front of her, send her off to a nice.
What does she do with the money?
See, yeah, they don't know what to do with it. They're just perplexed.
Yeah, perplexed. Because if she knew how to do anything. And wasn't sick,
yep.
Or didn't feel hopeless, or didn't feel scared, mm-hmm. She'd do it.
Yeah, but I
so what are you going to do?
Yeah, listen.
What are you going to do? Let's say you spend the money for
it. I haven't
you go up to her and you go up to her and go, I'm going to paint you a picture, which by the way, fucking end the stigma. I'm going to paint you a picture of something that never goddamn happens, and I'm still going to tell you it. She goes up, she goes, do you need help? And she goes, yes, tell me how I fix my life. Go ahead, Deepu, fix this person's mental illness and life. Go ahead.
All right, well, clean yourself up.
Tell me how you do it. She's receptive.
Okay. You should go get a job.
An impossible scenario. Go get a job. Okay, I don't know how to get a job. I'm scared of people.
Oof. All right. Well,
I was abused, or I was abandoned by people, or I have a problem understanding things because I'm sick.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I can't. I have a hard time getting a job. Are you gonna help me get a job? Can you hire me?
I can't hire you, but
okay.
I'm sure somebody will. Just keep trying. Go to the supermarket.
And where do I live? Do I live with you?
No, you do not live with me.
Okay, where do I live?
Well, you keep living where you're living for now.
On the street. I live on the street.
Yeah, I know.
Thanks.
I know. I can see that.
Okay, great. So this is your plan so far. I live on the street. I get a job.
Yeah. And then I...
Okay, what's next? End the stigma.
Save some money. Get a place.
Just go ahead.
Yeah.
This is like press the red button in Men in Black. Just end the stigma. Save some money. I don't have a bank account because I don't have any ID because I just ran away from home because I was scared and sick and abused.
Listen, I never thought this through because I think she's a cop.
So I have no ID. Can you get me an ID?
We can work on that. I can help you. I can help you with that.
Great. Where do I live in the meantime? I need probably a proof of address.
Where are you?
Should I go to a shelter? The last time I was there, I got beat up.
God damn it. Yeah, you're right. There's no helping her. You're right.
Or I went to a shelter and they pushed some sort of mentality on me. Yeah. Where they tried me to get psychiatric drugs and I was scared of them, so I didn't take
this
them.
This is why I don't talk
and
to her.
I didn't know how to take the help.
This is why I don't talk
what?
To her. I already had this conversation with her.
Should
in
I
my
be
head.
In prison? Should I be locked up until I get all of my mental health problems down?
No. No, you can
chill.
There's
no fucking answer. I have no side one way or the other. Okay, now let's go into Deepu's crazy ass thing. What do you believe she is? A police officer?
I think she's potentially like a person who is there to like catch pedophiles.
Why are there pedophiles in your neighborhood?
I mean, they're everywhere.
I know, but what is going on that she's like a bear while the salmon are swimming upstream, just standing in one place with a net hoping to get pedophiles?
Well, you know, there's creepy old men who will try and fuck anything, and then they approach her like, hey.
So she's young?
Yeah, she's young.
So, but she's not – how young is she?
She looks under 18.
Okay, so there's a young girl under 18, but if she's a cop and a guy tries to have sex with her – be like, are you 18? It's like,
oh
yeah.
Wait, no, she looks young, but maybe she's 18. She's a cop. She got her badge. She got her gun.
So, let me just say my scenario. Just so you know, my impossible scenario was that somebody could find a homeless person and fully take care of them to the point where, through all the frustration and pain and abuse and probably fear that this person has, get them to be a normal person in society. That's the impossible version of this that I set up. Deepu's reality. Is that she is a kid detective undercover, trained in martial arts, wired, wearing the same outfit every day as most kid detectives do, there to lure, not going to school because she's a kid detective. She's already been through college because she's so smart. She's there, and the best use of this child officer is to leave her on a random, this is what he lives with every day, to leave her on a random corner. End the stigma and to hope that in Deepu's sort of 9 or 10 house area, one of those people is a pedophile, will come out, approach her openly for sex, say, figure out that she's underage, and sting them.
It's a very busy intersection.
That's the reality you live in.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, that's going to do it for this episode.
This podcast is brought to you by TubeBuddy.com. If you want to get the most out of your videos and get the most out of your visibility and reachability, go to TubeBuddy.com. We have an affiliate code that will get you 30% off. That is TubeBuddy.com/DUO. Duo. TubeBuddy.com/Duo. This podcast is brought to you by audibletrial.com/gotohell. You want a free audiobook on us? Go to audibletrial.com/gotohell. You can find all the links to our affiliate codes in our descriptions.